You're back home on the northwest coast, and obviously a bit of rest and relaxation, because I'd imagine the tempo of the training leading up to the Olympics, it would have been pretty massive, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's always stressful leading into an Olympic cycle, and you know, you train for so many hours a day, and you really eat, train, and sleep. So it's nice, you know, for all to be finally over and be able to come home and I guess unwind and relax and enjoy some family time. It's really special.
This was your second Olympic Games, so how did Rio compare to London, or don't you compare the two? Was it a totally different experience?
Yeah, they're two totally different experiences in a way. You know, I had disappointment from London and missing out, and obviously coming into Rio, I had some disappointment too, you know, with crashing before, which, you know, sometimes things like that happen, but we can't do too much about it. But putting that aside, you know, I was really happy with all our girls and how, you know, we stuck together and in a negative situation and made it positive and, you know, kept our heads on and come out to qualify. And, you know, we still managed to get fifth. It wasn't quite the result we're after in the end, but, I think we definitely can take some positives away from it.
How much did that training crash about a week before actually have on, how much influence did that have on your result when you actually came to compete?
Yeah, look, I think it has a pretty big influence. You know, when you crash at 60 kilometres an hour, you know, it's not nice when you're only wearing a bit of lycra to protect yourself. But, you know, one of our girls, Melissa Hoskin, she was on crutches until the day before she got on the bike and had to race. So I think, you know, that just explains you to how much, you know, we weren't 100%, 100% physically ready for that, and with all our injuries. And but I think I'm really happy with how, you know, we all pulled together and come out and qualified
under extremely difficult circumstances by the sound of it. How about your personal injuries? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just a bit of a hematoma on the hip still, but it's, you know, that'll take time before it heals, and then all ready to get back into it.
You're only young, I think 22, turning 23 in December or something like that, but obviously you've still got a large part of your career ahead of you, so I guess you put the disappointment of Rio, or disappointment up to a point, but obviously pleased with how you went under the circumstances, but you put that behind you now and move on and look towards Tokyo.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've got a favourite quote of mine that's like, it's taking that one positive out of every hurt that makes it stronger. And I guess that's, you know, you can take positives and negatives out of everything to move forward, but I've definitely got some unfinished business and I'll still be going until Tokyo.
Your fellow Tasmanian, Georgia Baker, also in the team with you. It was her first time in the Olympics. How did she go?
Yeah, she went really well. Yeah, pulled herself together really well after the crash, and it was, as a first-time experience, she was, really awesome there.
So you're back home now for a few weeks, just rest and relaxation?
Yeah, just some resting, see the family, the nieces and nephews, and just enjoy some time with the family and friends that I don't normally get to have.
So when do you get back into training, and what will be your next event or the next main thing you'll be training towards?
Well, having a big break at the moment, I think I just need it physically and mentally more than anything, but I'll get back on the bike probably around November-ish, so I'll enjoy some time off. But I'm just home until mid-September, and then I head back over to Belgium to have some time off there with my partner and go on a little holiday and enjoy some R&R before I get back into it.
Well,
hopefully, if all goes well, hopefully to make the world team.
You'll be back for the Coastal Carnival Series this Christmas again, will you? So I know it's got a spot, a very favoured spot in your heart. It's something that you'd love to do if you can.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, I won't be back this year. I'll be spending the Christmas and New Year over in Belgium with my partner Anthony and his family. His mum's birthday's on Christmas Day, so he's been down here for the Tassie Carnival the last 3 years in a row, so being his mum's 60th birthday and having time off the bike, I've always said, you know, this year's going to be a Christmas and a birthday.
So her birthday's on Christmas Day and yours is less than a week later, so it'll be a double celebration, won't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it'd be a nice big celebration over there. So I'm looking forward to having my first ever Christmas in Belgium, and hoping for some snow, but I'm not sure whether that's going to happen or not.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it, a white Christmas?
Yeah.
Amy, we're very proud of you. You enjoy your rest. You've earned it. And you know, and we are extremely proud of you here in Tasmania, as you know. Good luck with the rest of the season. And hopefully we'll see you up on the podium in 4 years' time in Tokyo.
Thank you very much.